order. Roll call, Mr. Adler.
The same thing.
I think it's different.
Ms. Coon, Mr. McRae, Mr. Robertson, Mr. Malone, Mr. S. Sedorian is out with the flu, so we excuse him. He didn't want to contaminate the law. That's a good thing.
I would imagine.
Anyone from the public? If you've had the opportunity to view the minutes from the January meeting, may I have a motion for approval?
So moved. Second.
Moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Purchase approvals are being circulated. We return to that item. We have Animal Control with us today, and they do have a request here. And I'm going to let Tammy
That's fine.
Explain it to her.
With the rabies shots on registrations for pets that are not spayed and neutered, we collect extra money for those, like it's $30. Because it's not spayed or neutered, 20 of that goes into the pet population fee. What that money's already been taken out and deducted. And then area agencies are allowed to apply for grants to use that money to run spay and neuter clinics for low income. And so this is our first one that they've done, and they provided all the paperwork for that, and they did 152 surgeries for a total cost of $9,210.88. And they applied for this, the grant, last year, and then it has to be used up before, I think it's June of this year, I think it's in the contract. So they just submitted their first one, and the payout is $9,210.88. And this money is already out. I mean, we already have that set up in the pet population fund. The money's already in there.
So it's 152
spay and neuters.
Is that a good deal?
Yeah, I mean, the more we can get spayed, a lot of people, the reason why they don't is the low income, so they say they can't afford it. I mean,
right.
So they go around to different towns and offer it at a cheap cost.
It's like $40, right, or something. Is that what, am I?
I'll move to approve that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's money that we've already collected and we already have, so it's just sitting, you know, waiting to be allocated to these agencies.
Since we started requiring the veterinarians to collect the rabies control fee, have there been more pets or less? Have you seen a significant difference in the number of pets
and
vaccinated?
They're collected pretty much. I mean, if they throw a fit, they have a form that they can fill out that's saying they refused or cannot for some reason.
Right.
But we don't really get any of those. A lot of people are just thankful that they can just pay there so they don't forget about sending them in.
So the number of tags
stayed about the same.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second.
Mr. Adler? Ms. Coon?
Yes.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
Mr. Robertson?
Yes.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
So, good job.
Yeah.
Are there any additional questions for Tammy or anything else? For animal control? If not, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
And our coroner, we have the coroner and Mr. Smith with us today. And we do have from them two purchase requests. One is for a new model year 2014 Ford Explorer 4x4 replacement vehicle. And the other, it's for 8 HP Elite Books, 12 HP 2012, the docking stations, and 8 electronic care packs. Do you have anything you want to add on these requests, EW?
Just to reinforce that the vehicle is replacement vehicle, will not be in addition to the fleet. Second package there is for laptops that are replacing 2007 models that the IS is declaring the operating system related programming defunct on them, and it's just a necessary upgrade.
Okay, you've heard the request from the coroner's office. What's your pleasure?
I'll make a motion.
Make a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Adler?
Aye.
Ms. Coon?
Yes.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
So moved. Do you have anything else for us, Mr. Coroner?
I do not, Madam Chairman. Thank you for your time.
Are there any additional questions about the coroner's office? If not, thank you. Our sheriff's office is up. And we do have a resolution going around from the sheriff. Okay, the sheriff has a resolution here to purchase 44 tasers, including the batteries, and 88 taser air cartridges for their office. Do you have anything you want to add to this request?
I'll give you the five-second version of this. We have found the use of the taser to be a very effective tool for us. It saves us a whole bunch of workman's comp claims with deputies, and enables us to rectify a situation on a pretty short order. It's taken really a lot of the physical fighting with people out of the equation. The way we've been managing it thus far is we have roughly 10 tasers, and when, like, the midnight shift's getting off work, the day shift guys got to wait, they hand off the taser back and forth. Most of the patrol deputies actually start work from their house. So what I'm trying to do here is equip each first responder with his or her own taser to keep this shuffling the tasers around, so that they each have their own taser, similar to they each have.
And they're fully charged.
Right. I mean, you don't plug those things in, Steve. They're battery operated. You monitor the life of the battery, and then you change.
But handing it off from shift to shift, you can have it uncharged.
Well, you have to check that. Yeah. Right. You have to check the battery.
You discharge the battery every time checking it, so you actually kill the battery every time.
The expense on this, it's $41,000.
$41,657.
Is money that we saved in FY13's budget, and consistent with the county board rules of one-time expenditures, with that savings, that's why the request is here.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Adler?
Aye.
Ms. Kahn?
Yes.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
Mr. Robertson?
Yes.
Mr. Milano?
Aye.
So moved.
I was just going to say, I never thought about that, saving workman's comp. That's a great point, because obviously, I mean, protect the officers is the number one criteria. But, I mean, that's a great byproduct of the taser is...
The hands-on subduing of people is pretty well out of the equation now, Tom.
That's fantastic, yeah.
I'd save a lawsuit or two.
Right, that pays for itself. And, yeah.
Are there any additional questions for... If not, thank you, Sheriff. Our last meeting was today.
Okay, thanks.
So you don't have anything?
Okay. Yeah, but I didn't have anything.
You didn't have anything. Okay. Emergency management. We do have a request here from 911 phone call. I am so sorry. I'm looking over there.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Larry?
Yeah, I have two things. First off, it's this resolution that we discussed earlier. This is a resolution to form a Citizen Corps Council through my agency. It doesn't require your signature, but we would like to have this approved so that it can go to the county board for full approval. Once we sign this, we send this off to the state of Illinois, and it pretty much gives us permission to start applying for grant funding on volunteer opportunities, the CERT program, and medical corps program, and volunteer programs like that. It helps us sustain those groups with funding. So it just needs the board's approval, but... I'd like to have your approval to send this and put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
Okay, may I have a motion that we do forward this on to the full board? It's been motioned and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Then we will do that.
Yeah, my deputy has a report to be said.
I just wanted to let you all know we had an exercise January 29th, and it was actually a tabletop exercise, which is why we didn't really invite outside people this time. It a tabletop exercise is all discussion-based, and this one was on volunteer management, which was the first time we've ever done something like that. Basically, in any kind of situation where there's a disaster, we're going to have hundreds of thousands of spontaneous volunteers show up. It's happened in Joplin. It's happened in Katrina. It happens anytime there's any kind of disaster, even in smaller tornadoes like the ones that were up north this spring. They had hundreds of volunteers show up. So we brought agencies like AmeriCorps, United Way, Salvation Army, American Red Cross to the table to have a discussion about what Madison County can do when we have spontaneous volunteers show up like that. So we've developed a plan that's going to go in our emergency operations plan. So when everybody, when it goes around for signatures next time, we'll be able to see that new section in there that we're developing in conjunction with all these agencies. So it was a pretty big success, and the state attended, and they're actually revamping their current class on volunteer management. And they actually got some ideas from our exercise, which was a pretty neat thing. So just wanted to let you know that that went well. And our next exercise that was scheduled for March, the earthquake exercise, we've actually rescheduled the date on that. So at the next public safety meeting, we'll give you information on that, on date, time, and all that kind of stuff.
So this will help the last-minute volunteers be able to volunteer? Is that what you're saying, or what?
Well, a lot of times when they show up, it's going to be, you know, this plan will help us manage where they need to go and get the message out of what kind of volunteers we need, so that we don't just have, you know, 100 people on our doorstep all at once.
A good example is the Joplin, Missouri tornado. Within 24 hours, they had 4,000 spontaneous volunteers wanting to help. And we need something in place to be able to utilize that resource. We don't want to send them home. But we need to utilize that resource somehow, so we need to pre-plan that.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Ringling or his deputy? Not, thank you, Bob. Mm-hmm. Okay, now 911. We do have a request for radio equipment for PSAP.
Yes.
Okay, do you have anything else you want to offer on this?
That's other than? We just have a request for 5 radios. We have 10 radios, one in each 911 answering point around the county, but we had purchased 5 more so that all 15 of our PSAPs would have a radio to be able to communicate with each other in the case of another catastrophe. We did not have phones. We did not have any way to stay in contact with the police departments with each other when we had the big emergency a couple years ago. So we would like that as our backup to carry on with our redundancy, and it's also going to be used as a daily operations after the, you know, the PSAPs are trained on what they can use them for and what they can't. But we had 10 radios, but we needed 5 more, so the $10,153 is to cover those other 5 Motorola radios.
You heard the request from the 911 office. May I have a motion for approval?
Thanks. I'll move it. Go ahead.
And there's a second.
I'll second it.
All in, no, roll call. Ms.
Aye.
Adler. Ms. Coon. Mr. McRae.
Yes.
Mr. Robertson.
Yes.
Ms. Mulan. So moved. Do you have anything additional today? Are there any questions? Thank you. It's been approved. You had an opportunity to view the purchase approvals. May I have a motion for approval?
So moved. Second.
Mr. Adler?
Aye.
Ms. Coon?
Yes.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
Mr. Robertson?
Yes.
Mr. Milan?
Aye.
And may I also have a motion to submit our report for amusement licenses for the month of December and January, since we didn't meet last month.
I so move.
So move. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do we have any new business to come before this committee today? If no new business, anyone else? I'll ask for a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second. Motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Thank you all for attending.
Well, thank you.